إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, none can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, none can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayr al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-huda huda an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. Allah Jalla fil Ula in the Quran, He admonished us, He counseled us. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O people, O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from this single being He created His wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And from both of them, He sent forth many men and many women. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. So have taqwa of Allah, the one from whom you demand your mutual rights. Have taqwa of Allah regarding your families. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah is always watching over you. And Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs, forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved the great success. And Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created us. He provided for us. And then He ordered us to turn to Him, to turn to Allah. That we should turn to Allah in our du'as, turn to Allah in our hope, turn to Allah in our dependence and tawakkul, reliance. And then after all of this, if we do this, if we turn to Allah in our du'a and our raja, our hope, and tawakkul in our reliance, then we have husna dhan billah. Then we have a good thought about Allah. We have a good assumption regarding Allah. We think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which He does, and who He is, and His decree. Allah ordered us to turn to Him. He said, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Turn to your Lord in repentance. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And show submission and obedience to Him. Allah ordered us to supplicate to Him. He said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord has said, supplicate to me. Turn to Him in dua. And He will answer you. Allah ordered us to have hope in Him. He said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Whoever has hope in Allah and has hope in the meeting of Allah, then let him do righteous deeds. Allah ordered us to have tawakkul upon Him, to have reliance upon Him, to depend upon Allah. He said, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. He said, depend and have reliance upon who is all a living. He lives forever in eternity and He does not die. And then after all of this, after ordering us to turn to Him and make dua to Him and hope in Him and have tawakkul upon Him, have reliance upon Him, then He ordered us to have husn al-dhan, to have a good thought about Allah. Always think good about Allah. You make a dua, then think good about Allah, that He will answer your dua. You place your hope, your raja in Allah, then have husn al-dhan billah. You depend upon Allah, think good about Him. Be certain that He is enough for you. Be certain and have yaqeen that He will answer you. And that we should not have a bad thought about Allah, or be suspicious regarding Allah, or that we should lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So we know, for example, Allah, He is Ar-Rahim. He is the one who bestows mercy. وَسِعَتْ رَحْمَتُهُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And His mercy is greater than everything. His mercy, it encompasses everything. So if we believe in Allah and He is Ar-Rahim and His mercy is greater than everything, then why should we not have a good thought about Him? And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ كِتَابًا. That Allah, He wrote. Meaning He decreed. قَبْلَ أَن يَخْلَقَ الْخَلَائِقِ. Before He created all of creation, then Allah decreed in اللوح المحفوظ, أَنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That my rahmah, my mercy, it comes before my anger. The forgiveness of Allah comes before His punishment. So if this is who you believe in, then why should a person not have حسن الظن بالله? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Qawi. He is the one who is strong, the Almighty. Nothing weakens Allah Jalla fil'ula. Nothing in the heavens, the skies, the earth weakens Allah Jalla fil'ula. So if we believe Allah is Al-Qawi Al-Aziz, that He is the one who is mighty, the one who is great, then why should a believer not have a good thought about Allah Jalla fil'ula? And Allah said, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. Verily your Lord, He is Al-Qawi Al-Aziz. He is the mighty, the strong, and He is the great. We believe that Allah, He is generous and kind. He is Al-Kareem, generous and kind. He gives from the beginning of creation to Yawm Al-Qiyamah. He will continue giving and giving and giving from His generosity, and nothing is removed from His kingdom. So if we believe our Lord is Al-Kareem, He's generous and kind, then why should a believer not have husn al-dhan billah? Why should a believer not have a good thought about Allah Jalla fil'ula? From the greatest acts of ibadah of the heart, ibadah which is in the heart, in fact from the very core of our iman, from the highest level of At-Tawheed, is حسن الظن بالله. Is for a person to have a good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many evidences in the Quran and the Sunnah regarding the obligation of حسن الظن. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي, that I am according to, I am with my slave, with my worshipper, according to how he thinks about me. Meaning, if a person thinks good about Allah, then for him is the goodness. Allah replies to him with this goodness. And if a person is weak in his iman in Allah, doesn't have yaqeen in the qudrah, the ability, the strength, the wisdom, the decree, the generosity and the mercy of Allah, then for him is that. أَنَا عِنْدَ عَبْدِي ظَنِّي بِي, that I am with my worshipper according to how he thinks about me. If he thinks good about me, then I am like that for him. If he thinks evil about me, or he thinks I am weak, or he doubts in the help of Allah, then he will not receive the help of Allah Jalla fil Ula. So when a person makes dua, then he has a good thought about Allah. Allah will answer my dua. I am certain Allah will answer my dua. If a person makes tawbah, then he has a good thought about Allah. Allah will accept my repentance. A person makes istighfar, seeks forgiveness, he has husna dhan billah. He has a good thought about Allah. He is certain that Allah will accept the forgiveness which he has sought. Allah decrees something, illness, poverty, a fitna upon a person, a calamity, a person has a good thought about Allah. That in this there is wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah azza wa jal, he says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي, I am according to the thought of my worshipper. فَإِنْ ظَنَّ خَيْرًا فَلَهُ ذَلِكَ, so if my worshipper thinks goodness, then for him is that. وَإِنْ ظَنَّ شَرًّا فَلَهُ ذَلِكَ, and if my worshipper, my slave, he thinks evil regarding me, then for him is that. And we have many examples from the greatest of the awliya, the prophets and the messengers, of how they used to have husna dhan billah, how they were certain in the help of Allah. They always had a good thought about Allah. They always assumed the best when it came to the decree of Allah Jalla fil Ula. So here is Al-Khalil, the beloved friend of Allah Jalla fil Ula, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And when he was exiled from his land, people said to him, where are you going to go now? We have exiled you from your land. How did he reply? He said, Inni dhahibun ila rabbi sayahdeen, I am going to my Lord, he will guide me. So look how Ibrahim alayhi salam, this calamity came to him. He was exiled from his land, but he had a good thought about Allah Jalla fil Ula, that the people may exile me, but my Lord will guide me. And victory was for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Husna dhan billah. Here is Musa alayhi salam. He gathers all of his people and he flees the city. And behind them is Fir'aun and his army, up until they come to the ocean. And now there is the ocean in front of them and there is Fir'aun behind them. So the armies, they look at each other. And those around Musa alayhi salam, they become scared, they lose hope. And they say, Inna la mudrakun, that today we have been caught. We have no safety now. We're going to be killed. In front of us is the ocean. Behind us is Fir'aun and his army. What did Musa alayhi salam reply? He said, Kalla. He said, never. Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayahdi. Never. Because with me is my Lord who will guide me. And therefore, what did Allah say? Wa anjayna Musa wa man ma'ahu ajma'in. Because of this husna dhan billah, having yaqeen in Allah, thinking good about Allah, Allah said, and we saved Musa and we saved all of those who were with him. And the best of examples is our role model Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That when he made hijrah from Makkah to Al-Madinah, him and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and the Quraysh were chasing after them. So they went and they hid in the cave. And the Quraysh, they came to the foot of the cave, the mouth of the cave, they came to it. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he became scared. He said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, لو أن أحدهم نظر إلى قدميه لأبصرنا. That if one of the Quraysh, if they look down at their own two feet, they will see us. That's how close they were to the cave. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reply? He said, Ya Abu Bakr, O Abu Bakr, ما ظنك باثنين الله ثالثهما. What do you think about two people, me and you, and the third of them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning we are two in the cave, the Quraysh are looking down, but Allah with His victory and His support and His aid, He's our third. Have husna dhan billah, have a good thought about Allah. So what did Allah say? فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. So Allah, He sent down His tranquility upon them. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And Allah helped them with soldiers and with an army that they could not see. Why? حُسْنَ الظَّنْ بِاللَّهِ. Because of having a good thought regarding Allah جَلَّ فِي الْعُلَى. So this issue, my brothers and sisters, حُسْنَ الظَّنْ, having a good thought about Allah, being certain regarding Allah and His names and His attributes and His actions, this is from the core of our aqeedah, the highest level of at-tawheed, the greatest pillar of al-imanu billah. It is husna dhan billah. And how can a person strengthen his husna dhan? According to how much he knows about Allah and how much he learns about Allah. So the more you know about Allah and His names and His attributes and His actions and His wisdom, the more stronger your husna dhan will be by Him. So you know Allah is Ar-Rahim, it increases your husna dhan. You know Allah is Al-Ghafoor, Al-Latif bi'ibadihi, Allah is kind with His worshippers. Allah is Al-Qadir, the one who has complete ability. The more you learn about Allah, the stronger your iman is in Allah, and the more husna dhan you have regarding Allah Jalla fil Ula. And for this reason, this branch of Islam, this branch of Tawheed called Tawheedul Asma wa Sifat, the Tawheed of the names of Allah, the attributes of Allah, the actions of Allah, the descriptions of Allah, the qualities of Allah, is from the greatest types of knowledge. Because it increases the iman of a person with regards to Allah. It increases husna dhan billah. It increases your certainty and your thought regarding Allah Jalla fil Ula. And a person, he might ask, a person says, da'utu wa da'utu wa lam yastajib. I made dua, I make dua, and my dua is not answered. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied to this. He said in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَدْعُو بِدَعْوَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمٌ وَلَا قَطِيعَةُ رَحِمٍ. That whenever a Muslim makes a dua, and this dua does not contain any sinning in it, this dua, it does not contain the breaking of family relations and the ties of kinship, إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. Except Allah will reply to him, He will answer his supplication in one of three ways. إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتَهُ. Either Allah answers his supplication, meaning that which he asked for in the dunya, Allah gives him in the dunya straight away. وَإِمَّا أَن يُدْخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Or Allah will delay the answer until the Akhirah. And in the Akhirah, He will give him better. وَإِمَّا أَن يَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا. Or Allah will remove from him a harm or an evil which was going to come to him. So whenever Allah, whenever a Muslim makes dua, the dua is answered. As long as the conditions are fulfilled, there is no sin in the dua. There is no, you're not making dua against the ties of kinship, against your families and so on and so forth. Allah answers this supplication, but in one of three ways. Either you get what you wanted in the dunya, or there is something better for you in the akhirah, or an evil or a harm which was going to touch you and befall you, Allah removes it from you. As long as a person has husnul dhann billah, as long as a person has a good thought about Allah Jalla fil ula. And also, nobody should think that al-husnul dhann billah, it means you do evil deeds, you're lazy, you're neglectful, you don't do righteous deeds, and then you say, but I have a good thought about Allah. And al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ أَحْسَنَ ظَنَّهُ بِرَبِّهِ فَأَحْسَنَ الْعَمَلِ. That the believer, if he has husna dhan regarding Allah, if he has a good thought about Allah, then he does righteous actions. وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرَ. And as for the rebellious, disobedient person, أَسَاءَ الظَّنْ بِرَبِّهِ فَأَسَاءَ الْعَمَلِ. Then he has a bad thought about Allah, and so his actions are also bad. So the meaning of al-husna dhan billah is you turn to Allah, you make dua to him, you seek istighfar, you make tawbah, you seek out the wisdom of Allah in everything which he has decreed, you stay away from the muharramat, you do your obligations, and then you have al-husna dhan بالله أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والامتنان وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We spoke about the greatest aspect, one of the greatest aspects of Tawheed and Al-Iman Billah, and it is حسن الظن بالله. Having a good thought, a good assumption about Allah Jalla fil Ula. The opposite of this is سوء الظن, having a bad suspicion regarding Allah. Why am I the one who is ill? Why am I the one who doesn't have a good job? And this is from the major sins. From the major sins in Islam is su'a dhan billah, having an evil thought or a bad suspicion regarding Allah Jalla fil Ula. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described the munafiqeen and the mushrikeen with su'a dhan. And he mentioned a punishment that he doesn't mention for the other sins. Allah said in the Quran, وَيُعَذِّبُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. Allah will punish the munafiqeen and the munafiqat, the men and the women. وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ. And Allah will punish the mushrikeen, the men and the women. أَظَّانِينَ بِاللَّهِ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ. Those who have an evil suspicion regarding Allah. عَلَيْهِمْ دَائِرَةُ السَّوْءِ. Upon them will be the evil torment. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And Allah becomes angry with them. وَلَعْنَهُمْ. And Allah curses them. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَهَنَّمَ سَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And Allah has prepared for them Jahannam, and how evil a destination. Why? Because they had an evil thought about Allah. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They didn't give Allah His correct estimation. They didn't know Allah as they should have known Him. Their tawheed wasn't strong enough. So when they make dua, they have doubts regarding this dua. Allah promises victory, they doubt aid from Allah. So Allah mentioned all of these punishments regarding them. And when a person has su'a dhan regarding Allah, when a person has an evil suspicion, a bad thought regarding Allah, then this is what touches him, evil touches him. And Allah said in the Quran, وَذَٰلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ. This was your thought which you had regarding your Lord. أَرْدَاكُمْ. So it led you to your destruction. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So you became from the losers. Because of this evil thought and bad suspicion regarding Allah and your weakness in Iman in Allah, this is what led to those people in their destruction. And for this reason, the greatest ni'mah, the greatest blessing which Allah gives a person is the ability and the iman to have husn al-dhan billah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُ. He said, I swear by the one besides whom there is no other God and deity. مَا أُعْطِيَ عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ شَيْئًا خَيْرًا مِنْ حُسْنِ الظَّنْ بِاللَّهِ. He said, I swear by the one besides whom there is no other deity or God, a believing worshipper has not been given anything greater than حُسْنَ الظَّنْ بِاللَّهِ. Why? Because it is from the pinnacle of التوحيد, from the very core of Al-Iman. So when we make dua, then we have حُسْنَ الظَّنْ بِاللَّهِ. We have a good thought about Allah. Allah will answer the dua. We seek forgiveness, repentance. We know Allah is Al-Ghafoor, Al-Tawwab, Al-Rahim. A difficulty touches you, an illness, a disability, somebody dies from your family, poverty, you have حُسْنَ الظَّنْ بِاللَّهِ. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم ارضى عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.